Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad that you found time in your schedule to join me. And we're going to, with the Lord's help, continue on in a message I began last week on the abundant life. And as I mentioned from time to time, if you ever miss a broadcast or you'd like to rehear it, just go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcasts, and they are archived there for you to listen to at any time at your convenience. The text I would like to use is found in the Gospel of John 10:10. These are the words of Jesus, and he said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, we shared the definition by, according to Webster, of that word abundant, and it means marked by great plenty, amply supplied. In other words, whatever the need is, there is a very sufficient and even in excess provision for that need. And the word that is used for life in this text is the actual Greek word zoe, and that's different from physical life, which is bios. And this zoe life refers to life in the spirit and the soul. Zoe expresses all of the highest and the very best, which is Christ, and which he gives to his saints. Remember, Jesus said in John 14:6, and he wasn't referring just to eternal salvation, I believe, but he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so the entire thrust of this scripture is not just for when we get to heaven, but it's for the here and now. And in this one verse, we see put together or juxtaposed the Lord's purpose versus Satan's purpose. He comes to just destroy, to decimate, to harm and to injure and do whatever he can in terms of destruction. But the Lord's intentions and his purposes are absolutely different. They're for blessing, they're for joy, they're for life. Now, what I'd like to do is talk for a little bit about our liberty in Christ. And beloved, I know from my experiences and also from those who do write in and share their prayer needs, and I appreciate folks being really honest, know that whenever I receive a letter from you, I do not share the contents with anyone. That's always been our sacred trust before the Lord, Brother Glass or myself. Only the two of us have ever handled a mail in terms of answering, and I write the letters. No one else answers them, and I sign and enclose and put the postage on them. So, beloved, it is a very personal ministry to the body of Christ. And a lot of ministries today, they've grown so in size in terms of perhaps media outreaches that they don't have the ability to be able to do that. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons the Lord has kept this ministry relatively small, so I can still have the joy of ministering in a personal way. But as I know from the letters that come in and from my own experiences over the decades, there are many Christians that really aren't happy. They're bound, they're depressed, they're discouraged, they're despondent. And we go through this life, even as a committed Christian, experiencing a lot of battles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, the word says in Psalms, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Sometimes maybe not as quickly as we would like, but that nothing ever comes to stay. Everything, as one preacher said, it always comes to pass. And so there are physical battles. There are issues with health and sickness, injuries, accidents, the recovery process. And then those physical battles, of course, are distinct from other areas of our being. We're soul and spirit. And so there are sometimes emotional or soulish battles that we go through. Nonetheless, the same principles apply. Jesus said in John, the 8th chapter of that gospel, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Oh, don't you desire that? That's my heart's desire. That's how I'm praying for UCM Partners, as well as my radio family, that we will understand, appreciate, and more than all of that, walk in the experience of that liberty. Now, simply put, liberty in Christ means that we're not bound. And as we're talking about bondage, I don't know about you, but my mind goes back to the book of Galatians, where Paul is making some very clear statements. And what he was experiencing during his time, and you know, it just didn't stop in the days in which we live. There are those in one form or another who want to place restrictions and hindrances on the liberty that we have in Christ. In his day, it was the Judaizers, and perhaps there are some even among us today that believe that we have to fulfill the works of the law, for unless we do that, we're not really saved. And beloved, that was the point and that was the purpose of that great first convention, which is outlined in Acts, the 15th chapter, when Paul came and the disciples really discussed what is it that the Lord wants for Gentile believers. So the Judaizers, and you know, it's hard sometimes to let old habit patterns die. The Judaizers were tampering with the essential thrust of the very nature of the gospel. If the Judaizers were correct, well, Paul is asserting that Christ died for nothing. Paul taught that the right relationship with God was based simply on believing in Christ, and not by scoring points, by keeping the law. Jesus established very clearly no one could keep the law. But Paul said, if you're guilty in one part of the law, you're guilty of all of it. And so what we see is they were actually preaching a different kind of gospel. And unfortunately, that, as I said, is not limited to that time. There was the message they were preaching versus the authentic good news of the gospel. It was law versus grace, works versus faith, the curse of death versus the blessings of life. There was a message of condemnation versus exoneration in faith in Christ, though they were servants in bondage as opposed to sons in freedom, defeat as opposed to victory, the old covenant versus the new covenant, living in the flesh versus walking in the Spirit, and the works of the flesh as opposed to the fruit of the Spirit. You remember? Paul was saying, against such there is no law. Falling from grace versus standing firm in grace. The world or self as the object of boasting versus the cross. There's a lot of difference in all those areas. Beloved, I need to say that liberty, very clearly, is not legalism, but also liberty is not license. That does not give us permission for an occasion to sin. Liberty is simply God's revelation as opposed to man's reasoning. Paul said in Galatians, the 5th chapter, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And beloved, as much as we might want to get away from it, that's basic human nature. It's inherent in us. We want a religion of works in terms of our carnal nature. Basically, man has sinned. And as a result of that, there is a pervasive feeling of guilt. And so what we want to do is somehow compensate, and through works, in some way, we hope to exonerate ourselves. We hope to work our salvation. And beloved, there are certainly good works that we are commissioned to do, but it has nothing to do with our salvation. It rests solely on the shed blood of Jesus, the cleansing power of his blood, and God's forgiveness. That's the good news, beloved. So let me just share some scriptures on liberty. Colossians 1 and 13 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father who hath delivered us." That's past tense. That's not present. It's referring to a reality and a fact that occurred in the past when Jesus died on the cross. "He delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." And this liberty that I'm talking about is conferred by the Holy Ghost. Romans 8 and 15 says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." And another scripture, 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 17, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Praise God. Well, I'm just getting into these wonderful truths, and it's not just good enough to hear about them or to preach about them, beloved. We need to start enjoying the truth of them. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on in this message on liberty and walking in and enjoying all the fullness of God's provisions through the new covenant. But my time has come to an end. I must bring this broadcast to a close. In just a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. If you feel the tugging of the Holy Spirit, don't turn that aside. He has a reason. So I invite you to send that email or write that short note. You don't have to write a lot, or you can, just as you choose. Just share your heart, and the Lord will take it from there. Thank you. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,